There's potential for a solid potato market. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. Randy Hardy of Hardy Farms talks about his potato crop back at the end of August.
It was fantastic. Clear up until the virus hit, I was telling people I farmed for 48 years waiting for a year like this because it kind of was the perfect storm. We had a few less acres, so less potatoes, and it looked like it was going to be a good marketing year, and I happened to have a good crop.
Same story for farmer Bart Wattenbarger from Shelley, Idaho, who was banking on a strong market to help him recover from a widespread early season freeze last fall that destroyed about 30% of his potato crop. For a while after the 2019 harvest, things looked good with a manageable potato supply leading to decent returns to growers and rising prices of fresh 50-pound cartons used by the food service industry. Then COVID-19 hit, and after an initial price escalation for retail potatoes caused by supply chain constrictions, the market unraveled. Processors cut contracts, farmers returned unneeded seed to their seed potato suppliers, and growers with no markets for their surplus spuds made national headlines by giving them away to local struggling families. But as he prepares for this fall's harvest, Wattenbarger believes that the table is once again set for a manageable spud supply, a high-quality crop, and a good market. The wild card, however, remains COVID-19. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.